Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 17th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Tainis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. The Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros every week. Every week, one Mishmar, one group would serve. Each Mishmar, each group of Kohanim in turn, would be divided into six families, six Bote Obes, as we call it. And each day of the week, a different family, Bote Avos, would serve. Well, on Shabbos, all the Mishmar would work together. Our Mishnah is going to talk about differences between the people who were part of the Mishmar, part of that group but weren't serving that day, and the people who were actually on that day serving, the people of the Beis Av. And they were actually occupied in the Avodah and the Mikdash, and therefore there were certain leniencies with regard to fasts. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos, the first three fasts that the Chachamim decreed for the public, that we learnt about earlier on, in Perek Aleph, Anshe Mishmar Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. The people who were serving, who were part of the group of Kohanim, who were in the Mikdash that week, would fast, but not complete the fast till evening. They would fast part of the day, but not the whole day. And the reason for that is because, even though they're not actually doing the work, because only one family would, at the time, would do it, the Beis Av, but it's possible that there might be too much work for the Beis Av of that day. And therefore the rest of the Mishmar, the rest of the group, would need to help them. If they're fasting all day, then they won't have koach to serve. However, the Anshe Beis Av, the men of the Kohanim who were actually serving that day, and it happened to be a fast day for the rest of the public in the Mikdash, they lohoi masan eklal. They would not fast at all because of to be strong to do the avodah that was upon them to do that day. That's the first set of three fasts. Sholosh Shaniyos, with the second set of three fasts that the Chachamim made for the public to do, to fast, which are stricter than the first set. Anshe Mishmar Misanin Umashlimin. Now the men of the group, who were not actually serving, but the group of the Kohanim that were in the Mikdash that week, they would fast and complete their fast, like the rest of the people. But the people who were serving that day, the people of that family serving that day, misanin v'lo mashlimin. They would fast, but would not complete it till the evening, because they're actually working that day in the Mikdash. Shevach reinois. But the last seven fasts, which were the most severe ones, strictest one for the community, elu v'elu misanin u'mashlimin. Both the people serving and both the people in the of that group of Kohanim that were there, the Mishmar, or both, and the men of the Beis Av that were serving that day, would fast the whole day like the rest of the people. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, v'chachomim oimrim, sholosh taniyos rishonos, for the first three fasts, elav elo lo hoy misan klal. None of the Kohanim who were serving, or even the Mishmar, would fast. Even the men of the Mishmar would not fast at all. They needed to be strong to do their avodah, or to help the family that was working that day if they needed help. Sholosh Shaniyos, the second set of three fasts, Anshe Mishmar Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. The men of the Mishmar, the people on the group of Kohanim who were serving that, who were in the Mikdash that day, would fast, but not complete their fasts. V'Anshe Beis Av L'hoi Misan Klal. But the people of that family who were serving that day would not fast at all. More lenient with them because of the avoida that they had to do. Sheva achronos, the last seven, the strictest fasts for the public. Anshe Mishmar Misanin Umashlimin, the people of the Kohanim that were in the group on the watch on that particular week would fast and complete their fasts. But the Anshe V'Anshe Beis Av, the people who were actually serving that day, Misanin V'lo Mashlimin, they would fast, but not complete their fast, even though it was the seven strictest fasts. And the Chachamim Paskins like this opinion, like the Chachamim, which was more lenient for the Kohanim than Rabbi Yeshua. Mishnah Zayin. Now that we've talked about differences between the men of the Mishmar, of the group, and the people of the actual serving Kohanim, the Beis Av that day, in regards to fasting. Now Mishnah talks about other differences in the rest of the year. Says the Mishnah Zayin, Anshe Mishmar Mutarim Lishtos Yain Balelos. The people of the group of Kohenim who were there in that week in the Mikdash would be allowed to drink wine at night time. And that's because the avoda, the work during the night, was not a lot. There was not a lot to do. And therefore, the people serving that day or that night, the Anshe Beisav, would not need help from the rest of the group. So the rest of the group could drink at night. Avoloi Bayomim. But the people of the Mishmar, even though they're not serving that day, they had not allowed to drink wine during the day. And that's because during the day, it's possible that the people serving that day would need help from the rest of the Mishmar, the rest of the group of the Kohenim, to help them. And if they're drunk, if they have wine to drink, they're not allowed. It's also for them to work in the Mikdash. But the people serving that day, Loi Bayom V'Loi Balayla, could not drink wine either the day or the night, because even in the night they would be occupied in the avodah and the mikdash. What type of work would they do? Well, if the limbs of any of the fats of the animal had fallen off the mizbeach, they would be busy checking and putting it back on the fires, which you can do in the nighttime. Or if the limbs hadn't finished being burnt on the mizbeach during the day, they would complete that process in the nighttime. So here again we see a difference between Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beisav, the people that were there just in the Mikdash that week, and the people that are actually serving that day. Then continues the Mishnah, another halacha. Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimad, both the men of the Mishmar, that's the Kohanim who were in that, who were on watch, who had that turn that week in the Mikdash, and Anshe Maimad. Now Anshe Maimad refers to the Israelites, who were the representatives of all the Yidden. And they would stand in the Mikdash in the time when the Korbanos of Tzibur were being offered. And they too were divided into 24 groups. There was one group representing all the Klal Yisrael. Each week there would be another group. Both the Kohenim, the Anshe Mishmar, and the Israelim, who were the Anshe Maimad, representing the rest of the Yidden, that were there in the Mikdash, Asurin were forbidden during the week that they were on watch. They were forbidden, Milasaper, to have haircuts, or to launder their clothes. Why? The Gemara explains this is to ensure that they would have haircuts and they would do their laundry before they enter their watch, before they come to the Mikdash to serve that week. And not rather than having them coming in all with long hair and with dirty clothes, we want them to come in nicely clean, nicely with their haircuts, so that therefore they said that you're not allowed to have haircuts during that week or do laundry. Uvachamisha, what about on Thursday? On the Thursday of their week that they served, Mutarin, they were permitted to have haircuts and to laundry, Mipnei Kvod Shabbos. That was only out of Kvod of Shabbos. So the one day they lamed through, it was Thursday. Most people would have haircuts and would do the laundry on Thursday. And therefore they allowed the Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimad to do it as well. And what's the reason that Thursday was the day that they allowed and people tended to do it? It's because Friday people were too busy running around preparing for the Shabbos. So since Thursday became the washing day and the haircut day, so they allowed the Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimad to do that as well, to have haircuts and to do the laundry then.